Hey everyone, it's Sienna Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the crazy roller coaster of life. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like you're constantly juggling a million things and barely scraping by? You know that feeling when you wake up exhausted even after 8 hours of sleep? Yeah, me too. And guess what? We're not alone in this whirlwind of stress and overwhelm. Today, we're diving deep into the absolute essential self-care, specifically for emotional healing and balance. Because let's face it, folks, taking care of your mental health is just as important as taking care of your physical health. It's not about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. It's about intentionally nurturing your emotional well-being so you can show up as the best version of yourself. So buckle up, grab a cup of coffee or tea or whatever gets you going, and let's get real about how to prioritize self-care for lasting emotional balance. Here are 5 super important takeaways that will blow your mind. First, understand that self-care is not selfish, it's a necessity. It's like putting on your own oxygen mask before helping others. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? So, if you want to show up fully for the people and things you love, you need to make sure your emotional tank is full. Think of self-care as refueling your soul, it's essential for survival. Number 2. Self-care looks different for everyone. What works wonders for one person might be a total snoozeface for another. Don't fall into the trap of comparing yourself to others or feeling pressured to do what everyone else is doing. Explore different activities and find what truly brings you joy, peace, and a sense of calm. Third, schedule it in. Seriously, treat self-care appointments like any other important commitment. Block out time in your calendar for things that nourish your soul, whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, listening to music, or practicing meditation. It's not about squeezing it in whenever you have leftover time, it's about making it a priority. Be present and mindful. When you're engaging in self-care activities, try to be fully present in the moment. Put away your phone, disconnect from social media, and truly immerse yourself in whatever brings you joy. This mindful approach allows you to get the most out of your self-care time and reap its full benefits. And finally, number 5. Be kind to yourself. Seriously, practice radical self-compassion. We all have bad days, moments of stress, and times when we feel overwhelmed. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge these feelings, offer yourself a little understanding, and remember that it's okay to not be perfect all the time. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's juggling a demanding job, family life, and trying to squeeze in some personal time. She feels constantly pulled in a million directions, her stress levels are through the roof, and she's struggling to find moments of peace. Sarah realizes she needs to make a change and prioritize self-care. So, she starts by scheduling 30 minutes each morning for yoga and meditation before her day even begins. She also carves out time in the evenings for reading while taking relaxing walks with her dog. Sarah's initial resistance fades as she feels the positive impact on her energy levels, mood, and overall well-being. She starts to experience a sense of calm amidst the chaos, and her relationships even improve because she's showing up more present and connected. That's the power of self-care. Remember, folks, emotional healing and balance are journeys, not destinations. There will be ups and downs, but by making self-care a non-negotiable part of your life, you'll create a foundation for greater resilience, joy, and fulfillment. So go out there, treat yourself with kindness, and prioritize your well-being. Remember, you deserve it. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder to practice self-care. And let me know in the comments what your favorite self-care rituals are. I love hearing from you. Until next time, keep shining bright, beautiful souls.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.